Good evening. This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. The Union Cabinet has approved increase in minimum support prices or MSP for 14 Kharif crops for marketing season 2026-27. Addressing media after the Union Cabinet meeting, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw said the government has increased the MSP of Kharif crops to ensure remunerative prices to the growers for their produce.
किसानों के लिए आज एक बहुत बड़ा फैसला लिया गया.
टुडे अ मेजर डिसीजन वाज टेकन फॉर फार्मर्स फॉर ऑल खरीफ क्रॉप. द एमएसपी हैज बीन फिक्स्ड एट कॉस्ट प्लस 50% और इवन हायर. विद दिस डिसीजन फार्मर्स विल रिसीव अ टोटल पे आउट ऑफ 2,60,000 करोड़ रुपीज. द एनुअल खरीफ प्रोक्योरमेंट फॉर दिस ईयर विल बी 824 लाख मेट्रिक टन.
खरीफ प्रोक्योरमेंट होगा 824 लाख मेट्रिक टन.
The Union Cabinet has also approved a scheme for promotion of surface coal and lignite gasification projects with a financial outlay of 37,500 crore rupees. Mr. Vaishnaw said the scheme aims to incentivize new surface coal and lignite gasification projects for production of syngas and its downstream products, targeting gasification of approximately 75 million tons of coal and lignite. The Cabinet Committee on Economic Affairs, CCEA, has approved Ahmedabad-Sarkhej Dholera semi-high-speed double-line project with a total cost of nearly 20,667 crore rupees. The Cabinet has also approved upgradation and modernization of Nagpur International Airport through long-term license involving private partner under public-private partnership. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will embark on a six-day visit to United Arab Emirates or UAE, Netherlands, Sweden, Norway and Italy on Friday. Briefing media in New Delhi this evening, Secretary West in the Ministry of External Affairs, Sibi George, informed that on the first leg of his five-nation visit, Mr. Modi will reach UAE on Friday.
Prime Minister Sri Narendra Modi will be undertaking a five-nation tour from 15 to 20 May, which includes the United Arab Emirates and four European nations, the Netherlands, Sweden, Norway and Italy. Prime Minister will begin his visit from the UAE on 15 May, where he will meet the President of the UAE, His Highness Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan, and exchange views on bilateral relations, in particular energy cooperation, as well as regional and international issues of mutual interest.
The Central Bureau of Investigation, CBI, has arrested five persons in connection with the alleged irregularities and paper leak related to the NEET UG 2026 examination. The five accused in the case are from Jaipur, one from Gurugram and one from Nashik, and several other suspects are currently being examined. The agency today has also carried out searches at multiple locations across the country based on emerging leads. The government of West Bengal has decided to hand over the cases related to the teachers' recruitment, municipal recruitment and cooperative service recruitment scams to the CBI. Chief Minister Shubhendu Adhikari alleged the former TMC government had not taken any step in these cases in order to safeguard the corrupt officers. He informed the media the current government of West Bengal would take zero tolerance to institutional corruption. The Assam government will introduce the Uniform Civil Code or UCC bill in the State Legislative Assembly on the 26th of this month. Chief Minister Hemanta Biswa Sarma made the announcement while addressing the media after chairing the first cabinet meeting of the new term. Mr. Sarma said a special session of the Assam Assembly will be held from the 21st to the 26th of this month. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar met his South African counterpart Ronald Lamola in New Delhi this evening, ahead of the BRICS Foreign Ministers Summit scheduled tomorrow. In a social media post, Dr. Jayashankar said that during the meeting, they reviewed different aspects of strategic partnership between India and South Africa. In Thailand, Open Badminton star shuttlers PV Sindhu, Lakshya Sen and Kidambi Srikanth progressed to the pre-quarterfinals of singles events in Bangkok. In women's singles, a two-time Olympic medalist, PV Sindhu defeated Tang Xiu Tong of Chinese Taipei. She will take on Amelie Scholes of Denmark in round of 16 tomorrow. In men's singles, 7-seed Lakshya Sen prevailed over Singapore's Jia Heng Jason Ta. He will square off Chinese Taipei's Su Li Yang. And that is the end of this news bulletin.